From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Monday, January 5th. Candidates challenging Congressman Doug LaMalfa in this year's midterms are criticizing President Donald Trump's military operation in Venezuela over the weekend. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more.
Audrey Denny is a Democrat from Butte County. She said in a statement that while she believes President Nicolas Maduro is an authoritarian and harmful to Venezuelans, Trump's capture of the foreign leader amounts to a dangerous overreach that threatens America's standing on the global stage. Mike McGuire, a Democrat from Sonoma County, echoed Denny's thoughts on Maduro's leadership. In a social media post, he added that voters don't want a president who sidesteps Congress and leads the U.S. into another forever war. McGuire and Denny are established candidates vying for LaMalfa's seat under the state's newly drawn congressional districts that now favor Democrats. LaMalfa is a Republican. He praised Trump's actions. In a statement, he said the operation was aimed at disrupting a foreign government that's funneled dangerous drugs into the U.S. for years. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
The city of Redding is urging residents to prepare for another significant winter storm expected to last through Monday. According to the National Weather Service, the system could bring heavy rain, flooding in creeks and streets, rock slides, and saturated soils. City crews are on standby, and residents are encouraged to report flooding, blocked storm drains, downed trees, and power outages. The man charged with selling fentanyl and methamphetamine at the city of Chico's Genesis homeless shelter pleaded guilty in court last week. Charges include one felony count of possession of fentanyl for sale and another for methamphetamine. The Butte County District Attorney's Office says 45-year-old Michael Terrence Harrigan II was involved in large-scale drug dealing while living at the shelter. He faces up to 4 years and 8 months in the county jail. Harrigan's sentencing date is on January 28th. Central Coast leaders and immigration advocates gathered outside the Santa Maria ICE facility last week, calling attention to what they describe as a sharp surge in immigration enforcement during the holiday week. KCBX's Gabriela Fernandez reports.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not respond to KCBX's request for comment on this story. But local advocates say at least 147 people have been detained across Santa Barbara County since December 27th. With most arrests happening in Santa Maria. Cesar Vasquez is an immigration advocate with 805 UndocuFund. He says parents have been taken from children, and fear is keeping people from work, school, and medical appointments.
We're here today to mourn. I'm here today to mourn the lives of the families that have had a loved one taken. You know, a lot of lives have been ruined. A lot of parents have been taken. Kids have lost a sibling, and that's where we're here to mourn today.
Advocates held a moment of silence lasting 147 seconds, one for each detained person. Santa Maria City Council member Gloria Soto and State Senate President Pro Tem Monique Limon were also in attendance. Limon pointed to new California laws that took effect this month, including requirements that prohibit face coverings during enforcement operations and another that mandates officers to show their federal identification.
These are California laws, and everyone, whether it's local law enforcement or others, are expected to abide by California laws.
However, in a separate statement to KCBX, Immigration and Customs Enforcement said it will not comply, calling the measure unconstitutional and unsafe for federal officers. For KCBX News, I'm Gabriela Fernandez.
Redding's police chief has been placed on leave without explanation, prompting calls for transparency from city leaders and residents. He's been with the department for nearly 3 decades. The mayor and vice mayor say they're trying to gather more information, and an emergency city council meeting has been requested. The new year means a stack of new laws going into effect in California, and this one brings sweet validation to all of us public radio lovers. That's because it's going to make our tote bags even more essential. Mary Franklin Harvin with our California newsroom partner Cal Matters explains.
Plastic grocery bags are banned in California as of January 1st. And no, this wasn't already state law. It's true that voters approved a ban about a decade ago, but a loophole allowed stores to offer plastic bags if they were thick enough to reuse. Those heftier bags were considered recyclable at that time, but now CalRecycle says they're not. And Californians have still been generating hordes of plastic waste. In 2021 alone, we threw away more than 230,000 tons of plastic, grocery, and merchandise bags. That's according to CalRecycle. When these bags end up in landfills, they can release toxic chemicals into the air, water, and soil.
Concerns about electric bikes are coming before Chico City Council tomorrow. At its last meeting, Councillor Tom Van Overbeck asked that problems tied to the growing number of e-bikes be placed on the agenda. Van Overbeck is an avid cyclist himself, and he says he's especially worried about speeding e-bikes in Bidwell Park. Some models can travel well above typical bicycle speeds, raising safety concerns on shared-use paths. Van Overbeck has asked city staff to study the issue, including how e-bikes are being used in the park, and report back to the council with possible next steps. Pacific Gas and Electric Company is starting the new year with modest rate reductions for residential customers. Electricity rates are set to decrease by approximately 5%, resulting in an estimated bill decrease of about $7 a month. Natural gas rates will decrease by roughly 3%, an average savings of $1 a month. PG&E says the reductions are tied to completed infrastructure projects, lower electricity prices, and reduced greenhouse gas compliance costs. They follow a year of repeated rate hikes that significantly raise utility bills for many customers. And those were your headlines for Monday, January 5th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.